I'm in Pendleton. Where am I now? Am I still in?
This is Pendleton.
This is Pendleton. Okay, I'm in Pendleton, South Carolina, and the date is July 7th, 1990, and time is about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The day we are with a lady, which we have interviewed, had been interviewed earlier. Her husband, who was on the railroad, and his name was, what was your husband's name?
His name was James Garfield.
James?
Garfield. Yeah, we signed his name, James G. Williams.
Oh, okay, good. James Garfield Williams, okay. And we just completed listening to an interesting tape that is in stored at the Historical Society in Pendleton. And it was very interesting because he went through a lot of the work that he had done on the railroad, and he had worked there many years and retired from the railroad. So we're coming back for another visit to continue the history of this family, the Williams family. My name is Vannie Moore, and I'm representing the University of South Carolina and the Black Celebration Project. And I'm also assisting Dr. Megason from Drexel University on the Black Heritage and Upper Piedmont Project. Okay, first of all, I'd like to ask you, what is your name?
Lizea.
What's your name?
Lizea, L-I-Z-E-A-N-U-R.
Okay, I'm going to need to get that down on paper so I can make sure I have the correct spelling later. Where were you born?
Anderson.
Okay, Anderson County. I'm going to have to pull this over because you see when the light blinks, that means that I'm picking up. When the light's not blinking, I'm not picking up. Okay, so you were born in Anderson County?
Yes.
Okay. What's your birth date and year?
Well, my birthday is 8th day of June, 1911.
8th day of June, 1911. Okay. Where were your parents born?
They all lived in Anderson County, as far as I remember.
Anderson County.
My parents were born in Anderson County.
Okay. Who were your grandparents? Do you remember your grandparents?
Yeah. Jeanette Morris. That's my grandmother.
Jeanette Morris? Yeah. Pull this over. Okay, Jeanette Morris was your grandparent. And do you know much about your grandparents? Do you remember? Can you give me some ideas who your grandparents were?
I don't know too much about it. No, my grandmother was Jeanette Morris. And she come and live with us a while, and they farmed the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And when she got older, I carried her to different places. Birmingham, Alabama, she had a son out there, I carried her out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she stayed out there so many months, I'd go back and get her.
Mm-hmm.
And bring her. Okay. So she went from one daughter to the other till she passed.
Oh, I see. And this is, now you're talking about your grandmother.
Mother.
Okay. How many children were in your family?
11 to remember. Brothers and sisters, there was 11 of us.
11 of them. How many girls and how many boys?
Four girls.
Seven
brothers, I believe.
Seven brothers, right.
Yeah,
okay. one thing I was wondering, how did your family keep up with everyone in the family? Did you have a family Bible where you write down the times when people were born? Did you list your family?
No, they didn't do that. If they did, I never could get the record of it.
Oh.
Maybe the oldest brothers and sisters maybe had it.
Do you have a family Bible of your family?
Yeah.
You do? Is that the one that was sitting on the table? Mm-hmm. I would like to see it later just to see how you have it listed.
No, that's not it. That's my grandmother's
Okay. Did your family own their own home, when you were growing up?
Yes.
Okay, so what did your mother and father do for a living?
Farming.
They farmed what type of farming? Cotton? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did they ever share crops?
No.
They own their own farm?
They own their own farm.
Okay. How long did your family buy the land, or was it passed down from family members?
My father bought it when I I was small, I can't remember, you know, just being, uh-huh. you know, at its own home.
Oh, okay, all right. What did you do on the farm? Did you have any animals or?
Yeah, he had his own animals.
Uh-huh. And what about the transportation? How did you get around?
Car.
By car? Yeah. In your childhood, mm-hmm. You had a car in your childhood?
Yeah, car.
Oh, yeah. What type of car did you have?
Well, I can't remember now. It's been so long. Was laughing at the death of my T-Mod Ford.
You had a T-Mod Ford. Well, how many people in your family, in your community, that had cars during that time?
Well, not everybody in that community at that time mm-hmm. had cars. Some kind of car.
Uh-huh. Well, there was just blacks and white in your community.
Blacks and white.
Black and whites. Okay. So, could you tell me about what area? You were raised in, because I'm not familiar with the area. Well, is this the area or is this somewhere else?
No, see, I was raised in Anderson County. Oh,
that's right, Anderson County.
And then
right.
I was small, I can't remember when we moved out of Anderson County to Corner County. We lived not too far from the
same. Okay. Well, how long did you live in this spot? Is this a
yeah.
family? Uh-huh, yes, uh-huh.
This whole
oh, yes, uh-huh, yes.
I've been here 10 years, 11 years, the 15th of December.
Oh, okay. So this is your home? I'm just trying to
this
get...
This is my home.
This is your home, I see. Okay. And so how long... You had a total farm in your community. It wasn't in the city when you were in Anderson County.
No.
It was on a farm. Okay. I just wanted to clear that up. Okay. Did your older members of the family ever talked about slavery? Do you remember anyone talking about being enslaved?
Grandmother used to talk about it, but I can't remember.
Did you know? Okay. Where are your older members of your family buried? Is there a particular cemetery, family cemetery?
No, it's about here in Cleveland, Ohio.
In Cleveland?
It's about there near Seneca.
Okay, near Seneca. Is that with a church or just a separate cemetery?
It's out in the country, like.
In the country? Oh, okay. You talked about Ohio, so therefore some of your family live in different places. Did they
different
mind?
Places, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, how long have you, like, your sisters and brothers, if that's who you're referring to, that lives in Ohio?
No, my sister's dead and brother, too. I had two brothers in Ohio
uh-huh.
and a sister.
In Ohio.
And she came here and died with me.
Oh, I see. Well, attracted them to go to Ohio? Did they just want to live in Ohio, or they went up there for a reason?
No, she went there when she was very young. She and her husband went to Ohio.
Oh, her husband, okay. And what kind of jobs did they get up there when they went up there?
Well, she done, I don't know, different jobs. He worked in some kind of big company, mill or something.
Oh, I see, okay. Now, I'm going to ask you about some traditions, you know, how you do things, different things. Okay, as far as funerals, well, how are the funerals different from now when you were younger? Do you remember attending funerals and what kinds of things that happen at the funeral as far as tradition?
Not like it is now.
Okay, how about weddings? When you got married, did you tell me something about your marriage or how you
no,
were waiting?
No, just slipped off in marriage.
Just slipped off in marriage, okay. Did you have something special you wore for your wedding when you got married?
Yes, I had a little blue outfit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did
you still have it?
No.
Okay, I wanted to ask about childbirth. I mean, when you had, how many children do you have? I think you
only one.
Only one. Okay, that's right, because he talked about that. Was it something, as far as when you have a baby, is there something special you do when a baby is born? Like right now, for example, we have baby showers.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what kind of things you did when your baby was born.
No, we didn't have no baby shower, I don't think. I don't remember.
So how did everyone know that you had a baby?
In the hospital, I had a baby.
You just went in the hospital and have a baby. Did people come to visit you?
Yes, they come to visit me.
Did they bring you anything particular when they came to visit you for the baby? Or?
Nothing. Oh, yes. They brought me a whole set of baby clothes, you
mm-hmm.
know, the baby clothes, because it was in the fall, February.
Uh-huh. So did family members give you things and
yes.
friends?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything from your babies? Did you save any of their clothes?
No.
No? How about the crib?
Not by moving. I've moved twice since then.
How about the crib? What did your baby had a special crib or anything?
Yes, he had a special crib. Mm-hmm.
How was that?
I don't think it went to Angel now. From Barbara to Angel. Oh,
so do y'all still have the baby crib, the original baby crib? No? How about photographs? Do you have? I notice you have some interesting photographs. I see a lady, a man. Is that you and your husband by the White House?
That's, which one is it?
There's two men. There's one, that one there. That one that your granddaughter's pointing to.
That's my daddy's brother.
That's your daddy's
brother. That's my daddy's brother and his wife.
Okay, and how?
And the group right there. The group of our anniversary.
Oh, that's your anniversary. Oh, that's your 50th anniversary. Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting. That's nice. And where are you and your husband on this? Okay. Well, what did you do? I noticed it's at a church. So what did you do? You had your anniversary at the church?
Up here at this church.
Uh-huh. Did you get married again? Is that what you had to? Oh, you did. Oh, mm-hmm. Nice. So did you have a full ceremony again?
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice.
The little minister at that Bible.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. All right. Do you have any other? Thank you. Do you have any other photographs that you've, probably have in albums or paintings of your earlier families or anything like that?
I have to ask Jeff.
Okay.
Every time a picture comes, she has some place she puts it in her photograph.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we're going to talk next about, what you did for a living. I know your husband was on a railroad and he retired from the railroad. What did you do for a living?
Oh, I would dress hair.
Oh, you were a hairdresser.
Uh-huh. And then afterward, we built a boarding place. I kept teachers.
You
Brick Masons, it's building the construct Girls College in Clemson.
Uh-huh.
Fellows come from Columbia to build it and they all stayed with us.
Oh.
So I had a molding place where I kept teaching.
Well, how did you get your hairdressing training? How did you train for that?
From a girl, she's out of Anderson now, Nanny Blassingame. I worked with her.
Oh. Well, did you have any of your old equipment from when you did, hair?
No, I give them away.
You give them away?
She has some hot combs.
You still have some hot combs?
Yes, I do have hot combs and curlers, but I haven't given them away.
Okay, well, we'll look through the photograph. Excuse me, we'll look through the photograph book in a minute. What did I do? Okay, so that's interesting. This is the first time I met someone who's dressed here. So how many years did you dress here? Did you?
Not too many. I think about 5 or 6 years that I had to stop after I began to run the business.
Uh-huh.
So I used to have lots of customers in Clemson. I can't think of them now.
I know what you mean.
Miss Jane, I used to go to Miss Jane at Lisa's house and just had in the basement.
Yeah.
They'd come and pick me up on a Friday.
Once
a month, I'd go up there and just had in the basement. But I can't think of those, and all of them had long hair.
Mm. And so what years are we talking? Oh, that's so nice. What years are we talking? That's so nice. What years are we talking about when you were a hairdresser?
Oh, that was
20s and 1940.
It was 1940. Something from when I stopped dressing.
1940. Okay, that's interesting. I'd like to take a picture of this. I don't want to put it where. Okay, I like to take a photograph of that. So those dates back to about 1940.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. They're not that much different from when I was getting my hair done.
No.
They're sturdy.
Lighter. Those are just the lighter ones I had. And then I had one they call a presser. It was made just like those curlers, and it was a knob on the end. And I would pull the hair with that. Mm. That was a presser.
Okay, what kind of hairstyles did they have then? I mean, did you have the...
Just plain curls. Just... Dress the hair and then curl it up. And most of the customers I had at Clemson, they wanted the hair in a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I get through with it.
Yeah.
They were older people. Now I can't think of. I can't think of anybody but Miss Janie Reason.
Was there a certain name?
Lots of them had long hair. I don't know.
And they were all in Clemson.
I tried to say it was Miss. One of them was Miss Louise K.
Might have been, because she had long hair now. Uh huh.
And she had a lot of hair.
Yeah, probably my mother-in-law, Helen Reed.
Yes.
She had a lot of hair, and she wore a bonnet.
She wore a bonnet. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Most all of us people had long hair.
But when I was small, she was still hot curl my hair with
the stuff. Well, I used to have mine hot curl too. I remember. You can't get hot curl anymore. Was there a name
you
of the show?
You can, up there at Wilhelmina Gill's Hot
Curl.
It's hard to find anyone want to do it.
It's hard to find now. They don't want to do it.
No. Relaxes.
It's too much work.
Yeah. Oh, you still get yours, Hot Curl?
Mm-hmm.
Wilhelmina gets you?
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the name? Did they have a name for the beauty shop?
I don't know what she called her. I just had from my home.
From your home?
Clemson.
Uh-huh.
I had a day in
Anderson.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's interesting.
Now she's in her, still dressing in her home.
Mm-hmm. In the basement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
I wanted to have lots of customers.
Did they require you to have a license then? Or?
Yeah, you have to have a
So you had to go to school for a period of time to get your license? How did you get your license?
Unless you got them under someone else. I was working under someone.
Oh, I see. So you got yours by working under someone. Okay. That's interesting. During the time when you were growing up, what kinds of jobs did black men, these are general questions, what kind of jobs did black men have and black women? You know, what are usually the kinds of work that you did when you were younger, people did when you were younger?
On the farm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how about the ladies? They basically worked on the farm?
Worked on the farm.
Okay. Where did you buy your clothes and get like grocery and stuff when you were younger?
Well, my mother got them old time and we shopped in Anderson.
You shopped in Anderson?
Mm-hmm. Anderson. Very little in Oklahoma.
I see. Where did you get your furniture from? Where did you get your furniture from?
Anderson.
Okay. I'm going to talk about special skills. Do you have any musicians or ministers or craftsmen, needle workers in your singers in your family? Except your husband. Your husband is a very good singer.
Yeah, say it on the railroad.
Okay.
That's what they call Colin Williams. You see, he was singing. They were answering.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't standing up singing. They were working.
Yeah.
Just as they went along, they was working. He called rail, and when they was building a bridge, he called, and they answered.
So they
did you ever hear it? But you never did get a book.
Did you have a rail here? Is that railroad track?
Yeah, that's railroad track.
And that was some of the material he
that's
used?
That's what he used, and he was going to make it all the way. But he kept putting it. So there's those two
the
rails.
Okay.
He put the. That was from the
railroad. That's pretty sturdy. I would think it would be larger than that, but that's pretty sturdy real.
Mm-hmm. That's the rails that he had cut into and put there.
That's interesting.
Okay, one thing I was wondering, do you remember do you remember any floods or tornadoes or any other disasters in this area when you were younger? Do you remember the flu?
Yeah, I remember the flu because we all had the flu about long Christmas time.
That was about the year.
That's his Atlanta.
Mm. Well, yeah, you do know. I need to bring you with me. You're doing a heck of a lot better than I am. That's good.
Yeah, she just.
And what's your name?
My name is Andrea.
Andrea, what's your last name?
Lee.
Lee?
Take a picture of that.
Yeah, I'm going to take a picture of this. So the flu was about 1917, 1918. Is that the time when you remember the flu?
That's where I can't remember.
Yeah, so long. But you do remember the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any of your family that worked, that was in serving World War I or World War II?
No. We were lucky. I didn't have brothers after that.
Okay. religion. What denomination, what church do you belong to?
I'm Baptist. Some of my family's Methodist.
Some of his Methodist. Which particular Baptist church do you belong to? What's the name of it? I'm a New
Holly. Oh, you're talking about the church I'm belong to?
Yes.
New Holly Light.
New Holly Light, okay. Mm-hmm. One thing I was wondering is, when you were baptized, where were you baptized?
I was baptized in Oklahoma County.
Oklahoma.
They made a pool in the back of the church.
Uh-huh.
And it was full of water, and they filled it full of water, and that's where you were baptized.
Did you have a special robe you wore, or anything particular you wore?
No, not particular. I think I was baptized in a long white gown.
A long white gown.
But some of our family members were baptized in a creek.
In a creek? Oh, you got a sin. Oh, that's nice.
That's River Owens. That was the last time he baptized.
Mm.
When he come out of that creek that day, he said, "Miss William, I'm not going back in that creek no more if they don't be baptized."
That's your godfather.
I think
that's
it was a snake.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Do they have snakes out there? Like, but this is not where you grow. This is not where man made pond, is it?
No, that's in the creek.
Oh, that's in the creek. Oh, okay. Yeah,
right
that looked
across
like a creek.
The over in the creek.
Okay, and this was what
we were building then.
This was in Pendleton.
No, that's in Zion Community.
Zion Community, yeah, and I'm not familiar with Zion.
Going this way is Zion Community, and back up that way, this is Zion Community.
Mm-hmm.
And going on down the road is Ground Hole.
Wild Hog.
This is Zion Community.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's interesting. I'd like to take that.
And that's where Reverend Owens was baptized.
Mm-hmm.
I sent her that picture. I said, I don't have it in law.
Well, do you have a family cemetery where most of your family is buried, all your families? You just buried in different places.
Different.
Do you know about camp meetings?
Yeah, I worked at them.
You worked at a camp meeting?
Yeah, they used to, you know, way back, not now, because they don't have them now. They mm-hmm. stopped that selling, having tables and selling.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you used to sell at them?
Yeah, my husband would have that table.
Mm-hmm. What did you make? What did you sell?
Oh, it's all everything, just like in a cafe.
Oh, like food?
Fish.
Oh, my God.
Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And all kind of drinks.
Did they stay overnight in the camps?
No, it's on Sunday morning. Start early Sunday morning. Sell until you finish that evening.
Mm-hmm. Well, where was it? Was there a special name for the camp meeting place?
In Pianton, near Seneca.
Near Seneca, so it's like on a campground. Mm-hmm. Did they have places where people could stay overnight on the campground?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about singing conventions? Were you in a singing convention?
I used to go to singing conventions growing up as a delegate.
Oh, as a delegate?
Different churches.
Oh, I see. So you can you shape note sing then? Did you do shape note singing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You did shape note singing. Who taught you? Did you learn? Were you taught by a singing school, or how did you learn
no,
to shape note?
No, we just learned out of older people that sang notes.
Oh, I see.
And you see, they don't use them now.
Yeah.
But it would be good with.
Yeah.
But children would come up.
Uh-huh. Did you have any of the Chip Notes singing books left? Do you still have any of those?
Yeah.
You don't know what that is? Look there.
And your Hamlin is notes, Andrea.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. So how often did you have Chip Notes singing? I mean, is it all, you know, when you had the convention, then you have a shape note singing convention?
No,
or
yeah, they'd have it at convention, but we'd always have rehearsal about once or twice a month. Just a group.
Uh-huh. Well, besides the convention, did you sing in church? I mean, did you sing shape note in church besides the convention?
No. When you practice,
mm-hmm.
you would sing by the notes.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to church, you sang the song. Unless it was a convention. You know, they have a singing convention.
Mm-hmm.
They still have them at different places.
Yeah. What time of year?
Sing the notes. All through the year, because the singing, you used to practice every first Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
They have this singing convention.
Okay.
And they still have it down the country.
Okay, so you have singing conventions every Sunday? You have singing conventions?
Every first Sunday in May.
First Sunday in May.
They have 6 Sundays that they have a singing convention and sing notes.
Oh, I see. see. Okay.
I don't do it too.
Yeah, I've gone to one that down in the McCormick, and it was really good. Perfect. You know, this area here, I've been to singing. Let's see. I'm trying to think where I'm at. Let's see, it's Clemson area. Yeah, it was in Anderson. There's a singing Anderson,
yes,
singing convention.
They have it in Anderson.
Yes, yeah, right. I went to singing convention.
Country.
Yeah, right. Okay. Do you know the Beatties? Do you?
Yeah.
You didn't know the Beatties?
Mm-hmm.
The singing, they direct the singing convention, so you do know them.
Yeah, the ones that live it.
Okay, because I went and visited them for the singing note convention.
The Beatties.
It's the Beatties. I can't remember his first name. I guess they're about 70 years old, and Mr. and Mrs. Beatty, and she is the secretary, the treasurer for the singing note convention in Anderson.
I don't remember. I know some of the Beatties was in our family.
Oh.
Because my brother-in-law married a Beatty.
All right, I'm going to ask about education now. When did you go to school, and how long did you go to school?
Just the eighth grade.
How long did your school last? How long during the year did your school last?
Well, it began in September, actually September 1st of October. You wouldn't go to school no more in October, nothing until the last of March. At school, the country schools was out. You'd go back to farm.
You have to farm.
Mm-hmm. We grew up on the farm.
Yeah, right. Okay. Did you have any sisters or brothers? Or did you go to college? Did you have any sisters or brothers? You said you were a hairdresser. Did you have any sisters or brothers go to college?
Yeah, one of my older brothers went to college.
Which college did he go to?
Well, like Seneca.
Oh, Seneca?
Okay. Junior college.
Junior college. Okay. What did he major in? What did he do? Okay. How about organizations? Are you a member of any particular organization in your community, or do you remember organizations in your community when you were growing up, or after you had your children? Did you have various aid societies?
Yeah.
You were missionary?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about, are you a Mesa Eastern Star? Are you a member of the Eastern Star?
No.
But you were a missionary.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Could you tell me something about being a missionary? What function or how that organization operates?
Well, you have a good teacher. They teach you to go by the Bible and give an oath.
Okay. Well, what next? This is the last set of questions. Is like I said, we were asking about the black and white communities.
Okay, how
are
you
doing?
How
are
you doing?
Okay, so anyway, I was wondering, I was asking about the missionary. So the missionary society, you studied the Bible and everything. Oh yeah, we were getting ready to talk about how the black and white community, let me make sure I've asked everything before I get to that. Were you in sewing clubs or quilting? Quilting bees? Did you ever participate in sewing clubs of quilting bees?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I want to know is that was any of your ancestors free before the Civil War? Did you know? Mm-hmm. Okay. How did white people treat your family, or how did you your family? How did the white community and black community get along when you were growing up?
Well, our home, where I grew up, they got along nicely because that we all live right around each other.
Mm-hmm.
And old folks could get along to fight better than young people.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I never worked for any.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
Okay, how about the law? How about the law? Did you find that did the blacks feel like the law was hard on them, or?
I don't know.
Okay. The other thing is that they were when you grew up were mulattoes, people that were that had black and white parents, were they treated differently in the community? Okay. How about Indians? Did you know of any Indians in your community?
No.
You heard of Indians? When is the first time you, okay, you are in Anderson. This question say, did you go to Anderson or Greenville, but you were raised in Anderson. How old were you when you went to Greenville? Or did you travel to Greenville very often when you were
No. We went to Seneca Shopping in Anderson.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, what was special celebrations did you remember when you were growing up? What was some of the more favorite celebrations that you, holidays that you remember when you were growing up? Christmas or New Year's Day?
Yes, Christmas and New Year's Day.
Did you do anything special for New Year's Day or Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas. Yes. Children went to parties, little parties. And we always had a program.
Christmas program
Christmas tree.
Do you remember parades? Did y'all have parades up in this area? Down on the coast, we have parades all the time. Did y'all have parades at any time when you were growing up?
What,
like in Anderson?
Yeah.
What kinds of parades did you have?
Well, we didn't have no parades at the, you know, from child growing up in the country, wasn't it?
Parades, okay. I was wondering about, Mrs. Reed, did I forget something not to ask, or that basically covered everything?
I think you did. I've been meaning out. Thank you, Governor.